The following is Commissioner Mike Guerin with his 2026 State of the County Address.
All right, good morning. You know, it's tough enough to deal with Commissioner Vigliotti's eloquence, and now Commissioner Gordon pulls a PowerPoint on me before I'm supposed to speak. I just have words. Good morning. I'm very proud to serve as the District 4 Carroll County Commissioner. That's the southwestern portion of the county, Mount Airy, Taylorsville, Woodbine, where I grew up, and then reaching all the way over to Sykesville and Westminster. So it's a real pleasure to be here for my fourth Carroll County State of the County Address. The state of Carroll County is strong. I don't think anybody's surprised to hear me say that, and our founders would have been very proud of the progress we've made since 1837. So I'm going to brag about the county just a little bit, about the county that you have built. First and foremost is safety, public safety. We are among the safest counties in Maryland. This is a testament to the excellence of our sheriff's office and our commitment to maintaining a safe county despite trends in neighboring jurisdictions. The safety in Carroll County is no accident. Health. We are ranked number 4 in Maryland County health rankings, an impressive feat achieved through efficient resource management, great Carroll County Health Department staff, and terrific healthcare professionals in Carroll County. Then there's the issue of education, which is always a big one. Great leaders, great teachers, and great parents make all the difference. Carroll County Public Schools boast some of the highest graduation rates and lowest dropout rates in the state. We rank number 1 in math grades, number 2 in English language arts. We have proven that quality education can include fiscal responsibility, not simply increased spending. Look no further than Baltimore City to understand that increased spending doesn't always mean increased results. 84% of 8th graders in Baltimore City cannot read. We do much better, and we can do better, and we have to do better because it's about the kids. Infrastructure and economy. We have invested $18 million in broadband infrastructure and continue to see commercial and industrial growth. Our median household income stands at over $99,000, and we have 4 nationally recognized quality of life towns. Agriculture has already been mentioned. We are number 1 in Maryland and then the top 5 nationally for agricultural preservation. And it's also been mentioned that we have another AAA bond rating with all 3 rating agencies. No county government's perfect, but that bond rating's perfect. And it is a real testament to our budget director and all the budget analysts, and I know a lot of them are here, and all the hard work that they do. Employment, another great story about Carroll County. I see some folks from economic development and workforce development out there. Carroll County works. Carroll County has consistently, as far back as I can remember getting the reports on my desk, we have the lowest unemployment rate in the entire state. It's at 3.4%. That's amazing. And it's no secret that people choose to live here. They don't mind getting in their cars and commuting and sometimes to great distances because they're more than happy to come back to Carroll County where they raise their families and they love their neighborhoods. So yeah, we've got a lot of commuters, but there's a reason they choose where to live. They choose to live here and commute if they have to. It's already been mentioned, fire and EMS has been mentioned a few times. I appreciate Commissioner Kyler hitting that issue really hard because it is a big one. The Department of Fire and EMS, it belongs to the Carroll County Commissioners. The Department of Fire and EMS, led by Chief Michael Robinson in partnership with our 14 volunteer fire companies, has exceeded expectations. This board has been around since the beginning of this transition, this hybrid, if you will. There were a lot of people who said it wasn't going to work, and it's worked, and it's working. And it's an amazing story. It truly is one of the most amazing stories going on in the state of Maryland. We are facing, as was mentioned, we will face ongoing funding challenges because we inherited them. This board inherited those challenges. We weren't given a way to pay for Department of Fire and EMS, to be honest with you. So we're still working through that. I'm not going to say we're struggling through it because we're going to make it work. But we remain committed to supporting this essential service. However, any discussion about the state of the county cannot occur without addressing the challenges posed by the state of Maryland. This is not meant to beat up on the state of Maryland. It's not meant to beat up on Annapolis. But if you want to ignore what's going on in Annapolis and ignore the fact that it creates incredibly strong headwinds for this county, then you've got your head in the sand. Maryland families are feeling the real sting of affordability. We keep hearing this term, affordability, but real fundamental affordability issues that are caused by excessive taxes and fees won't be solved by tax credits, a new government program, executive orders, overreaching state laws that dictate where and what a county can do and build, or increase subsidies. There are real issues that affect the state of our county. And we need to acknowledge that these are real challenges. We need to recognize the pressure that comes from Annapolis. I mentioned the increase in taxes and fees across the board, from everybody to hunters to businesses, the largest tax increase in American history. Property tax assessments are going up. They're rising again. That's money right out of your pocket. That's another tough one. That's taking money out of the budgets of Carroll County residents. We face the highest energy costs in the country due to practical, naive energy initiatives. Things like wind and solar just will not create the 40% of energy that we need. It's just called supply and demand. It's just a basic law of economics. Maryland's credit rating, as ours, as Carroll County's credit rating is perfect, Maryland's credit rating has been downgraded. And now it's already been mentioned that Annapolis is facing a $1.4 billion deficit, driven by a spending problem. The deficit last year was $3 billion. Just a couple years ago, there was a $5.5 billion surplus. So that's almost a $10 billion swing. I don't know how you burn through $10 billion of cash in that short a period of time. But again, the reason I'm talking about this is because those costs are being pushed down to the different counties, and we're no exception to that. You can see in the news how waste, fraud, and abuse in the state, whether it's state funding for education, SNAP benefits, or some of the highway dollars, that all affects what we get as a county. So we have decreased contributions at the state level, whether it's teachers' pensions or agricultural preservation and things like that. I mean, it affects our county budget. And unfortunately, you know, businesses are leaving the state, and so are retirees, and that was the Maryland Comptroller's report. We don't want people to leave Carroll County. We shouldn't want anybody to leave Maryland. We should want people to be able to stay. I'd love for us to give more retirees more reason to stay in Maryland and not leave us. So as we move forward, we must continue to demand better from our state government as you demand better from your county government, while remaining dedicated to fiscal responsibility and quality of life that make Carroll County exceptional. The incremental loss of home rule and self-governance, which we talk about a lot here, which we've repeatedly highlighted, is a real thing. It hinders our ability to do what is best for Carroll County. It leaves our hands tied, and it does create fiscal uncertainty. So the state of our county is strong, but as your county commissioners, we need to be strong as well, strong in our conviction, strong in our commitment to do what is right for Carroll County, and above all, strong in the face of policy and executive decisions from Annapolis that could forever alter what we have worked so hard to build. I just can't stress that enough. That's what you should be expecting from all your elected officials. Those things really are our greatest challenges as a board. We will continue to work as hard as we can to mitigate these things. It's certainly a challenge. It's certainly something that we've spent a lot of time on. But again, that's what your board's dedicated to, and I'm proud to be a part of it. Thank you.